United States.
The donor race. Money for nothing. Kamala Harris is outspending Donald Trump. Will it matter?
Campaign finance has changed dramatically over the past 15 years, but not in ways that many expected. The Supreme Court's landmark decision in 2010, Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission, enabled expansive corporate spending and ignited fears among Democrats that business-friendly Republicans would gain an irreversible advantage. "I don't think American elections should be bankrolled by America's most powerful interests," Barack Obama warned. But 2 years later, Mr. Obama outraised Mitt Romney while winning re-election. Political money rules kept easing, and Democrats kept benefiting. In 2016, Hillary Clinton enjoyed a nearly 2-to-1 advantage over Donald Trump, and Joe Biden easily outraised Mr. Trump 4 years ago in the most expensive campaign ever, at nearly $6 billion. Democrats are once again on pace to beat Mr. Trump in the money race, despite a tumultuous year in which some big party donors withheld funds from an unpopular Mr. Biden before he withdrew, and Kamala Harris stepped up to reopen wallets. And yet, despite being roundly outspent, Mr. Trump has so far won one close White House race and lost another. And The Economist's 2024 election forecast suggests that this year's contest remains a toss-up. That prompts a question campaign fundraisers are loath to ask. Does raising more money than your opponent matter? The advantage Ms. Harris enjoys is eye-watering. She raised $190 million to Mr. Trump's $45 million in August, according to the most recent Federal Election Commission filings. Her campaign has $235 million in cash against $135 million for the Republican. Mr. Trump enjoys a lead with allied groups, but the most recently available data show that the vice president's overall tally amounts to around $1 billion, while Mr. Trump's campaign fundraising and spending by outside groups totals $692 million. "I look with jealousy at Democratic friends who can ask anyone they know for money for Harris," says a big-dollar Trump donor. The number of people who would donate to Trump is limited. They already have, or they never will. He adds that Mr. Trump's choice of J.D. Vance as his running mate went over poorly with donors. The modern billion-dollar presidential campaign is a strange enterprise. Massive sums chase a shrinking pool of persuadable voters. Money pours in quickly and must be spent just as fast, with limited evidence about what works. Aside from legal wrangling, any spending after November 5th is virtually useless. Team Harris and the Democratic National Committee employ about 1,200 staff. In August alone, the Harris campaign spent $4.9 million on payroll. Outlays for air travel exceeded $6 million. Those sums look puny next to the $135 million allocated to advertising over the same period. Team Trump has also put most of its money into ads. All told, the campaigns and allied groups have spent nearly $1.4 billion in advertising for the 2024 general election. Around $1.1 billion of that have gone to seven swing states. Lynn Vavreck, a scholar at the University of California, Los Angeles, says that in the 2020 race, she and her colleagues could not find any effect from advertising, though she still believes there may have been a small one. This year seems to be no different. Yet the prospect of a small margin of victory incentivizes candidates' search for any edge. If you told Kamala Harris right now, "I can guarantee you half a point of votes here in Michigan," she would be like, "I will pay you any amount of money to tell me how," Ms. Vavreck says. The money is there to be had, and it certainly can't hurt. If she's winning the election by tens of thousands of votes in a handful of states, then you look back and say maybe it mattered, reckons John Sides, a political scientist at Vanderbilt University. "If I were the Republican Party, I would look back at the last few cycles and say, why are we fighting presidential elections with one hand behind our back?" A well-heeled get-out-the-vote operation identifies voters, registers them, and makes sure they cast their ballots, Like advertising, such operations are expensive, and their power to persuade is up for debate. Yet campaigns don't want to risk falling short. The Harris campaign is very flush. They're able to do things outside of paid advertising in areas like direct voter contact, says Michael Vachon, a longtime political adviser to George and Alex Soros, who are giving about $75 million in this cycle to Democratic causes. In an election that's very, very close, the marginal impact of that is greater. One reason for the Democrats' strength in the post-Citizens United era is the rise of small dollar donors, or those who contribute less than $200. Here, too, Ms. Harris does better than Mr. Trump. "I know $15 is a big sacrifice to make," Mr. Trump wrote in a fresh solicitation on September 24th, "especially when our country is being run by communists." Spikes in small contributions tend to follow big news events, such as an assassination attempt or a strong debate performance. They indicate enthusiasm in a candidate's base, but lots of small dollar donations don't guarantee electoral success. Ken Goldstein, a professor of politics at the University of San Francisco, notes that an unenthusiastic vote counts just as much as an enthusiastic vote. In an increasingly negative campaign, Mr. Trump will be banking on that.